You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Hey, do you know people, or maybe it's you, that have some scars or some areas on your body that you just basically felt you're never going to be able to do anything about them to make them better, so you just live with them? Well, believe it or not, those same things that you're thinking that you have are probably the most common thing that walks into a plastic surgeon's office. I'm going to give you a list of a few of them that I want to discuss with you. The first is a C-section scar. Over the years, and there's a lot of years because I've been in practice almost 30 years, a C-section scar happens to be one of the things that more women come in and at some point want to get revised, fixed, made less obvious, etc. And a lot of times, one of the main reasons for that is that there not only is there a bad scar there, not only is the scar indented, but it creates almost like a walled-off area of the body where fat accumulates right above it. So the scar almost becomes like a tethering band, and that thickened scar tissue that goes from the skin all the way down to where they had to basically cut through the muscle to get to the baby is now just this piece of scar that, you know, many women, as they get a little older or may lose some weight with exercise and diet, not only have that scar, but now their extra skin and some fat kind of lips over that zone. And there are so many different ways to make that better. I can tell you that when I fix that for patients, that happens to be one of the most unbelievable happy days of their life because they've lived with that and had to cover it up with different kinds of underwear and pants and just very, very self-conscious of that for a lot of years. And again, it's not just the scar itself. It's kind of how you age and how skin starts to just lose some of its elastic properties. Once you have that tethering band in that area, you're just going to have extra skin draping over it. So again, one of the most common ways of fixing that is to use a special little instrument that we're able to do even in an office setting where we can glide it right underneath the scar itself, free up the scar tissue, and magically there's no more tethering bands. Many times we'll incorporate that with a little bit of syringe liposuctioning that we call flash. And flash is a term that I've used ever since being on The Doctors, and when we were on Dr. Oz, we talked about doing this thing called flash, which is fat liposuction away, same hour. And that's the reason why we call it flash. But the concept there is that we're using a very fine instrument as well as a syringe, basically, to allow me to aspirate or get rid of the extra fat that may be surrounding that tethered band of a C-section scar. So it's a very straightforward procedure. It's something that we can even do in an office setting. And that's one of the ways to get rid of one of those common issues that people really have worry about for a long time that in reality is something we can really take care of very, very easily. Many times it goes along with doing something like a mini tummy tuck. So in that location where you already have that C-section scar, we can take you to the operating room. And again, under very slight anesthesia, we can basically make an incision below the C-section scar and incorporate that C-section scar, all the scar tissue, and the extra stretched marked skin, and maybe even a little bit of fat that may have been growing over the course of time from the belly button down to where your pubic area is. And that whole area can be regenerated and made look totally different with a very small procedure. Another one of these common type things that people talk about all the time and they just wish that there was a way to fix is a belly button that has had a piercing. I know it sounds like, you know, if you don't have one of these, you probably think it's not that big of a deal. But let me tell you, after being in practice for as many years as I've been, basically an umbilical or a belly button piercing that has gone wrong or looked great when you were 20, and now that you're 50, doesn't look so good anymore, happens to be a very common occurrence that people come in and talk about. And there are many different ways to go about fixing it. One of the simplest and easiest ways, especially if in addition to having that belly button piercing, there's a little bit of extra fat or skin around that area, and many times some stretch marks, is that we can do what we call a neo-umbilicoplasty, which basically means making a new belly button. And we're really not, in honesty, making a brand new belly button, but we're making an area for your belly button to rest in that just looks more youthful, and you can actually see more of the belly button because it isn't covered up. And for all of you out there that know what I'm talking about, because you may have one or you've seen somebody that has one, it's almost like the extra skin and fat is hooding over top of your belly button and you really can't see it. So if you're exercising and doing all these wonderful things and you want to start showing off your abs, many times it's the belly button that you don't want to expose because of either the piercing or things around it, like stretch marks and other things. So again, in an in-office type of a procedure, we can do one of these belly button revision type of things where we're taking away some of the extra fat and skin and at the same time getting rid of that piercing that you may not like anymore. Another common procedure that we do all the time are torn earlobes or earlobes that are about to rip. And I know someone listening to this podcast is definitely saying, oh my God, he's got this right. I can't stand these earrings anymore because it looks like they're going to pull through at any minute. Or one side is fine, but the other side, for whatever reason, maybe one of your kids pulled on your earring when you were younger, or something happened, or just the way it was pierced was done badly, or you've just been wearing such heavy earrings for so many years that at some point, that weight of the earrings is just making the hole way too large. Well, again, multiple ways of fixing this. One of the classic ways of doing it was to basically just cut out the old hole, sew everything up. And actually, as you get older, when we do facelifts, we do this a lot of times along with the facelift because, as you know, as you get older, a lot of times the earring area, so in that earlobe region, looks like it's grown. All of a sudden, you've lost a lot of the good juicy tissue that's there, and you're really just left with skin on skin. It almost feels like tissue paper. And any earring you put in that hole is just going to look overly weighed down. So when we do a facelift, a lot of times we actually make the earring hole and the earlobe just look more youthful, look more plump, and just look like there's not just extra hanging skin there. So that's something that, again, we can do something like that in an office setting where we're really just revising that hole, making a brand new one, and then we can re-pierce it at a later date. Another way to go about doing this is sometimes patients just have an earring hole that's just kind of thinned out and doesn't really look like it's going to rip through. But again, the juiciness or that earlobe that just had so much youthful quality to it is gone. We can now use special fillers, something like a facial filler that we may use in other parts of the face. We can take a small amount of it and actually inject it into the earlobe, and it makes the earlobe looks so incredibly youthful. It almost looks like when you get a brand new pair of earrings and it's in that box and that's sitting inside of that little cushion, we can literally make your earlobe look like that cushion. And the like the diamond stud or whatever is there just looks unbelievable, radiant and beautiful in that. And we have a lot of those patients that we've even taken photos of and put on our website, because it's one of these procedures that you don't really think about until it happens to you. And then you go, oh my God, I never knew that you could make something look that great so easily. So that's another one. Another one that I just want to hit is stretch marks. And I kind of mentioned it before, but I definitely want to make sure that everyone that's listening understands that we've come a very long way in understanding how to treat certain skin conditions and certain scars. And one of the things that we've never had a great handle on, but now we have a much better way of trying to improve upon it, are stretch marks. And again, depending on what the stretch mark looks like, where the stretch mark is, how long it's been there, the color of it, all of these different things, we have different types of lasers now, different type of radio frequency technology that allows us to not only tighten the skin non-surgically, but also resurface the scar. So when I'm calling something a scar, I'm saying that the piece of skin that we're referring to has either a stretch mark, which is a kind of a weakened scar, if you will, because the dermis or the backing of the piece of skin has been broken. So when we think of a stretch mark, most of the time we think about someone that's had multiple pregnancies, let's say, and they have stretch marks on their thighs or their abdomen or someplace where the skin has really grown quickly. And because the skin grew that quickly, it literally cracked the dermis or the back of the skin. And that crack is what ends up looking like a stretch mark on the skin surface. Well, not only do we see that in people that have gotten pregnant, but in bodybuilders, in people that have really started to grow their muscles too quickly for their skin to actually catch up, we have bodybuilder guys that come in that have stretch marks around their arms or their chest because they just grew so large so quickly that, again, the similar type of thing happened where the dermis cracked. Now, most of the time, there's a genetic predisposition for that person, could be you out there, that may have that genetic predisposition to have stretch marks develop. Because you know as well as I do, you may have friends that have had five children and they don't have one stretch mark on their body. And then someone else that had one baby has stretch marks everywhere. She may not have really gained too much weight, but for whatever reason, she was predisposed to be able to have stretch marks. Same thing happens with men. They just may have the pre-genetic, you know, disposition to actually have stretch marks develop if they start growing muscle too fast, or if they were very heavy at one time, and as they were getting heavier, their skin just started to, like, in the back where the dermis is, crack. The reason why I'm going through this is that's something that patients come in all the time to talk about. And we can start with something as simple as skincare that has different kind of retin-A's and different things that actually will help strengthen that dermis and help make that stretch mark look better without any intervention at all, except using specific creams and different kinds of topical applications of medical grade skincare. And we can go all the way out to doing something with lasers and other type of radio frequency devices that also can make the skin tighter and the stretch mark look better. So what I'm saying to you is, even something that you may think is not that significant and something that you really don't think you could discuss with the plastic surgeon, I'm telling you, you should bring it up. Make a consultation, go in to see your plastic surgeon and talk about some of these things, because there are more and more new technologies coming out there for very common type of occurrences that you may just be living with for all these years and didn't realize that there was such an easy modality or an easy way to fix. Thanks for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.